fast. We have a great show tonight. Welcome, Megan Rice.
Hey.
Preston Blaine.
Oi.
April O'Connor.
Holla.
And our special guest tonight, Zach and Michael.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's not as fun as you might think.
They're going to be joining us for a fun game called Shock Trivia.
No, it's literally the most fun game ever, because I'm holding the thing.
That's
You've never felt it on your body,
I did feel it on my body.
Just to let you guys know, don't piss Megan off before the trivia game starts because she has your fates
in
her
hands. It's already done.
Yeah, she controls the controls. You know what's funny is we're running this at 75%.
Yes.
75%. Jeez. 75%.
75% would kill any chihuahua.
Well, if we, you know what it is, right?
So
it would literally, it would blow the eyes out of a pit bull.
Yes.
I'm so happy
but these,
I'm not a pit bull.
These two comics tonight are willing to do it. Okay, so we got a lot to talk about. April hasn't passed me back my bowl. I got to be honest about that.
Medicinal bowl.
You rule. I love April. You're so great. Okay, so we got a lot to talk about. One of the biggest things upsetting me, and I don't know how everyone feels about this. Oh, and let me tell you guys real quick. Call in 800-893-9562. I'm Burger Podcast. I want to hear from veterans. I want to hear from people who fought wars. Because one of the things pissing me off the most right now, I am very anti-war. I think our government is a scummy creation of horrible, overprivileged people that are destroying the world. I think our soldiers are heroes. And right now in Arizona, but all over the country, veterans are being denied medical services and they're dying. And in Arizona right now, there's a huge case going on where Obama's coming out and being like, this isn't right. Everyone's coming out and being like we all don't know. But we're all paying taxes. And part of those taxes are supposed to go to help our soldiers to get back into life and reassimilate and everything else. And they're being left alone and they're being lied and their medical records hidden. They're dying every day. There's more soldiers dying due to the hands of Veteran Affairs than the Iraq War.
Yeah.
And it's disgusting.
Skid Row. Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And there's soldiers all over Skid Row.
Mm-hmm.
How do you defend my country and end up on Skid Row? How do you defend my country and end up a homeless drug addict?
Thanks, Reagan.
Right? Yeah. You know, and I'll tell you, we got a caller right now that I do want to get to because I'm guessing.
I wonder who this
caller,
is.
Caller, can I get your name, please?
This is Chuck Cole. How are you guys doing today?
The exact person I want to talk to about this, Chuck. You're within the government.
Yeah,
you're an intelligent man. A great stepfather. I said that from an earlier post. But just a great guy in general. How do you feel about what's going on?
You know what? It pisses me off because people, you know, they go over there, they put their life on the line, serve their country, they come back, they have, you know, they've seen these horrendous things, and their country doesn't back them up. You know, they're trying to say, oh, well, this is an anomaly, the thing that's happening with the VA. It's not an anomaly. It's what's been happening for years and years, unfortunately.
Since way back to
Chuck,
World War II, but
see,
Vietnam.
I have to disagree with you, Chuck, because I think this country does a lot for veterans. Every single politician out there wears an American flag pin on their lapel and says, God bless the troops at every speech they give.
Right? Okay,
and
thank God.
I think that's more than enough for them to do.
I love Preston, and I almost hated him for a second. And I was like, oh, my God, wait, what?
But yeah, I thought I was going to defend the VA.
Such a great point, though. No, it's so true.
Those pins are they hurt you, you know, when you put them on, so you feel the real pain that other veterans are going through when it goes through there. Yeah.
All American flags are made in China.
But I mean, this is the thing. A lot of veterans come back and they don't go talk to somebody about their PTSD
because it's not
lose
the manly thing to do.
Exactly. And also, they could lose benefits.
Or their jobs.
They could lose their jobs.
They could lose benefits for their family and their job if they go and see a psychiatrist.
a lot of these veterans go into type of jobs like law enforcement and stuff like that. And if you go in and you're like, oh, I got PTSD, and you've seen all these horrendous things, then when you go apply for law enforcement and you take that psychological background test, they're gonna be like, no, we're okay, thanks. You go
exactly, which is for a lot of these guys have families, they have wives and they have children, and so they're gonna push it down and they're not gonna talk about it. And then 20 years later,
snap.
Exactly.
Yeah, and they're going to kill their whole family.
Yeah.
If that's what's going on.
If the treatment, or walk around downtown LA.
Right. Yeah.
But if the treatment was better, then they'd be more apt to step up and say, yeah, I do.
Because
they need to be medicated.
Well, if the treatment was more of an option, if it wasn't so looked down upon within the military...
Yeah, I don't think it is anymore.
Not in the military, but within civilian life.
It used to be because all the World War
need help.
All the World War II and the Vietnam vets that came back with PTSD, they just called them shell shocked. They just came up with a fake word for it.
They made up fun new English language.
Yeah. Oh, but I mean, shell shocked is like getting your bell rung in football when you have a massive concussion.
Yeah, it's way
deeper than that.
It's a stupid word for something that's a big deal.
But even PTSD is still ignorant, because in the sense, it's like Chuck, did you serve?
Yes, I did. I'm a veteran of Just Cause in Panama and Desert Storm.
Okay, what did you serve in?
I was an explosive detector dog handler in the Air Force.
Wow. Oh, okay, the Air Force.
That sounds like a real thing.
No, that's cool stuff. That's not faggoty like the Navy. No. But here's the thing.
Exactly.
It was my
job to go find, when people put bombs in, buildings and stuff like that, it was my job to go in there and find those things. Well, so my mama never said I was smart.
But you know what, though? But you know what the thing is? And this is what people don't get. Like I say, I will scream out against everything going on. I scream out against all the procedures that are taken, everything, the way they're attacking countries and da-da-da. I will never, ever turn on my soldiers, and I say my soldiers, because you serve the country I live in. You fight for me, and I say you fight for me because regardless of knowing me, you go out there and fight for my freedom. Regardless of knowing the right or wrong, you do what you're asked to do by this country. And if the politicians are wrong and the people asking are wrong, that's on them. But our military personnel are heroes.
Absolutely.
And I definitely agree with that. As comedians, we benefit from our soldiers going out and fighting for us and everything else like that, because we wouldn't be able to voice some of the stuff that we do if it wasn't for them fighting for those freedoms that we have.
And then we wouldn't get to be able to perform for them, and that's really important, is that we get to perform.
Good.
Yeah, yeah. It's pays fantastic.
Mm-hmm. And free travel. Yeah.
But I'm going to credit Lenny Bruce with
Afghanistan's
that, though.
Afghanistan's beautiful in July. Have you been to Afghanistan in July?
The weather is great.
Gorgeous.
And the fireworks that go off.
Wonderful beaches.
All night. Beautiful. Uh-huh. Real loud.
The women are all dressed all sexy with barely like a muumuu on.
You can barely just look at them. All you need to do is
ankles.
Yeah. It's really kind of sad. We put in so much money into all like 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 or how many wars over 15 years. But this money is coming out of the freaking sky.
What money?
We can't even put even like more than like 30 grand towards, or no, I'm just saying a number, but we can't put even any sort of money towards actually helping these people. But unlimited cash for more bombs that kill
brown
people.
It's the arms business that makes the most money for this country, more than
the war.
Oil, more
because
than oil,
guns are
more than Hollywood, more than anything. It's war. So
war,
we profit.
War is profit. And
here's another thing. People were saying, when we went into Iraq and everything else like that, they're like, oh, we're just going in there because of the oil. Well, if we're going in there just because of oil, how come I'm fucking still paying almost $5 a damn gallon now?
Well, that's
Let's
the
get
thing.
Damn oil then.
Because it wasn't for our oil. It was for rich people to be able to reinvest in oil and make more money. And this is the sad thing.
It was for government contracting companies that Cheney used to run like hell.
Oh, yeah. That was the companies
that were making money. And then they would fuck with the government. They would cook the books, essentially.
Oh, horribly.
And they would say, yeah, we need $2 million to build this facility, and then they would spend, $400 grand on it, and then troops were getting electrocuted when they were showering.
Well, and why here's my big question.
And then they would pocket the rest of the fucking money.
Yeah. Why isn't every soldier guaranteed a piece of land and a home when they return. That is insane.
40 acres and a mule.
No, but most of them signed up through the GI Bill, getting promised education, and that's bullshit too.
Yeah, big bullshit. So you're joining the Army, the Navy, the Marines, hoping for an education. You better hope you're 1 of 10. Yeah. Because 1 out of 10 get an actual education. The rest go to bullshit.
But don't join the Navy. That's a little faggoty.
Actually, my brother and stepfather were Navy, so...
Okay, so you're half a faggoty family.
Aww.
No, I'm sure. I love Chuck.
You have no idea.
Chuck knows that.
They hung out with a bunch of seamen, so...
I'm in Hollywood. Do you think I haven't?
Love that semen.
I could wipe it from my mouth from a week ago.
I'm just thinking of good Dwight stuff right now.
Well, Chuck, I so appreciate your opinion on this. It does matter. Yeah.
Thank you, Chuck.
Keep on trucking,
man. And we have to support our troops. And I'm going to tell you this, is if you don't support our troops, you're kind of a piece of shit. And I don't want to say it that way, but you kind of are, because you're not supporting the people that are like blindly supporting us. We should blindly support them and then be real pissed at our politicians and the policies and the people who are pulling all this bullshit in the power plays, but not our troops.
No, I definitely agree. You know, support the people that go over there and do the fighting and everything like that. And if you don't like why they're going over there fighting, then you need to talk to, you know, your elected representative and get on their ass about it, not the troop coming back.
Yeah, you don't protest troops. You don't protest funerals. You don't do any of that. You go get the politicians that are the fucking scumbags who put these people in the position to have to do this stuff, and you go protest them. But listen, exactly. Chuck, I so appreciate you calling in, man. You have a great night, and we will talk to you. You're going to call in next week?
I'm going to try.
We're going to need you,
please,
buddy.
Please do.
Hey, guys, watch. We're going to have a shock collar trivia, or actually shock arm trivia tonight, right? It's going to be a lot of fun. Oh, no, we do video here. You're on video, Michael.
Yeah, you guys are on camera.
Yeah, so, Chuck, do you have video on your phone, Chuck? Are you getting us? Oh, we lost Chuck. But, Chuck, if you can hear me, obviously. Check out the video. It's going to be a lot of fun. One of the other things we want to talk about is we have the 90s.
Yep.
This weekend.
90s. Usually Talmo's segment, but he's not here.
But I can talk a little bit about the 90s.
Well, here's the thing.
You weren't born then.
Here's the thing. Comedy legend. 1992 today, actually. In 1992, Johnny Carson's Last Tonight Show ever. And definitely... I mean, my opinion, the best. I think it's him. I think it's him and then Conan.
Everybody's doing a Johnny Carson impression, even if they're not doing their voice or something like that.
Well, it's because Johnny Carson invented what late night is.
Yeah, he did it all.
He invented what we now consider the late night show. That noise a lot. Sort of
And getting on with that, has anybody watched the two new... I have not watched Fallon on The Tonight Show, and I haven't watched...
Neither have I. I haven't watched Seth Meyers.
I haven't watched a single episode.
Ever since Jack Benny. No,
Jack Benny was your guy?
Burgers 85, guys. We all just figured out Burgers 85.
Like a goddamn good look at 85.
I mean, The Tonight Show dicked Conan, so...
The Tonight Show did. The Tonight Show also dicked Johnny Carson.
Yeah.
Jay Leno... This is the thing a lot of people don't know, and I don't want to, like, cause rifts, and I'm not going to say, like, oh, Jay Leno's a scumbag who steals jokes. He's a piece of shit of a human being.
You work at the Comedy and Magic Club ever again.
Wait a second. Wait. I did say that. Okay. That's right. He is. He's a total piece of shit, obviously.
Great car collection, though.
Right? I just want to chin fuck the guy. Here's the thing.
The crimson chin.
He's not my type.
How do you fuck over Johnny Carson?
Very carefully.
Right? And he did.
Yeah.
And he did. He fucked Johnny Carson out of finishing the time he wanted to finish, kicked him out of the show, and Leno got what he deserved, which was kicked out the same fucking way.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that's what karma is, and that was one of the things I learned today, that, you know what, relax a little. Stop worrying about what's going on with everyone else and let karma deal with them. You deal with what you want to do, and that's the thing. But, yeah, Leno got everything he deserved, and it's just effing awful, but... Carson started in the 90s this day.
Ended. 1992.
Ended. Yeah. Johnny Carson. Remember the great day in 1992 when Johnny Carson started the Tonight Show?
He was a young kid of 75. Yeah. I'm an idiot.
Well,
yeah.
He had his whole life ahead. Oh,
yeah. My mom used to look at me and go, oh, God, I hate my vagina.
One day this guy's going to think Johnny Carson started the Tonight
Show.
Yeah,
I know. I know because I'm an idiot.
Pearl Jam was still a thing.
Somebody's going to think.
So he ended in 90. But yeah, so that's fantastic. Great show. It was such an amazing show.
Carson was great.
Megan can't stand waiting to shock people.
I am shocked.
No, she's been
right
throughout the first 30 minutes, she has been doing nothing but staring at
she's
it and then
an
staring at me.
Okay,
let's do this. Yeah. Let's talk about one thing about Carson.
I want to borrow that.
The one thing I want to talk about Carson is his first wife barely got a penny.
Yeah, she
his
did.
Second wife got millions.
She got
because he divorced his first wife like before he had this Tonight Show.
Yeah, he had like a great setup or whatever legally, but yeah, he fucked her out of everything, and the second wife got
that's
tons.
So funny.
And how many was he married? Three or four times?
Three. More than
three?
That? Yeah, yeah, no. Three or four, wasn't it?
I thought it was six, but maybe I just like
you might be right.
That's Larry King.
No, you might be right. Actually,
no, Larry. I think that's
Larry's
nine.
Seven. Is
no,
seven?
Larry is either seven or eight.
Good God!
I know my marriage. I know my Los Angeles marriages.
You know
Preston.
Your old creepy television
You know what's funny
man?
Though? If you look at your wife and you look at her and you think, there ain't no way that bitch should be with me. Stop.
Well,
like,
you're probably
she ain't
rich.
With, there's a reason.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like get that and just get someone your own age that you chat with.
From your mouth to Larry.
I know,
Carrying
to my 26
ears,
year old wife's ears.
Yeah.
I know.
Well, I said
I got her with no money and no looks, so I win.
Gotta give it to Larry. His dick's still working. He's got like a 6-year-old kid.
Yeah, he does.
Congratulations
on
Larry.
Okay,
Viagra.
So, I want to get to Megan's going nuts here. Megan's like an SN. Megan's like the manager at the dungeon, and she's just dying for this. I actually, you know what it is, because I'm Burger Podcast. I was gonna shop, but she was so fucking excited looking at it.
Yeah,
I'm like, she's gonna do it with more vigor than I ever could.
Her face is at near orgasmic level if you don't see the.
You know what's funny though? When I said vigor,
there's only one for both.
Yeah.
Hey, don't say vigor. But that's a little racist.
But you know what's funny? Is when I said it, I thought, I hope my wife didn't just think I said.
Yeah.
Right? Because that's how I think. I don't even say neighbor at home.
Oh, did we?
Okay, so.
Do we have a cunt?
Preston's got. Well, we're going to. We're going to get to that, but we're going to start with shocking the fuck out of these two until they die.
Let's do.
Okay, really quick, I think first we should just make sure it works.
Okay, I think we should check it. Yeah. Wait a second. Do we have cameras
been
on them?
To do this for a long time.
What levels is it?
Okay, we got
them
on
New York City.
Are we close up on them?
Yeah. It's literally 1,000,000%. Okay, so Benson, this is yours.
Okay. Show me.
Yeah, I feel. Oh, that felt. That felt like.
Oh, that felt good? Okay.
Right, okay.
That starts to feel. Oh. Now, you really shouldn't do this. You're taken. Oh, my God.
Yeah, Benson's just dirty.
Maybe we should put that on his neck.
Yeah, Benson.
No, let's not.
Benson, how's this one?
He'll probably like it around his neck even more.
Keep it going. Keep it going.
Zach, because Benson's a disgusting pig.
Yeah, I don't know.
Zach, it's your turn, buddy. Okay, see, Zach's feeling
okay,
it.
Zach's
there we
good.
Go. Okay, Zach's
Benson,
got a jump going.
I'm raising yours.
You know what? We might have had it on. Is it on Benson's dead arm?
No.
Okay, because that would be useless.
You've
that would be cheating.
Benson.
Right? That would be cheating.
I was like, why don't you put it on the other arm?
Yeah, that's fake. Yeah. I don't even know if it's a real arm.
No, I really. Yeah. Only if it was you would I be happy if you. See, this is.
What if I show you my dick while I do it?
Do you literally feel nothing right now?
Yeah. I feel it, but I don't
feel it. Is he at 50%?
Yes.
Okay. Benson's
a
psycho.
I'm a strong.
Yeah. Benson's like me. Yeah, he's a psycho.
Yeah. I bet if he put it around his neck, he'd like it even more.
No. We're not doing that.
Because I'm just in shock.
I got a neck tattoo when they were hitting my nerves and it was shocking me.
Okay.
I literally got hard. Like
behind
it did.
My ear was like.
Yeah, my wife cried.
There's
on the same
about,
tattoo.
Okay.
I was like, oh god, this
hit
feels
a point.
Good.
We give it one more. Do it one more
I
time.
Love this guy.
Turn it all the
That's
way
why
up.
Benson's
That's
one of my favorite
doing.
People ever.
Don't. Oh Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Bitch.
Me and Benson would go around running, killing whores.
I'm so grossed out right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Now you're regretting.
Come on, you can't be
wielding the shocks.
Okay, let's start this.
Yeah.
Preston, you're asking the question, buddy. Get off your baseball game.
Is he watching a baseball game?
Who do you want to go first? No, I'm looking at the question.
Let's
ask Benson first.
Yeah.
Let's start with Benson.
I'm
Actually, you know what? Yeah.
Should we ask both of them the question, like whoever buzzes in first?
Okay, just buzzes in.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do.
Smacks the table.
Here's what we're going to do.
No.
Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to ask the question, mm-hmm. and whoever, just say your name.
You got the answer.
No, smack the table. That's a great Destiny's Child.
And whoever buzzes in first.
Yeah.
Gets to answer the question.
And whoever gets it wrong gets shocked.
This is our first episode, so next week we'll have a buzzer. But for right now, just tap the table.
If I get it right, he gets shocked?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
If you get it wrong, you get shocked.
Yeah, you just want to see a.
And we're going to play first person.
He hates crippled.
First person to eight wins.
If you both get it wrong,
of course. Yeah, of course.
If you both get it wrong, you got to blow me. That's just, I don't want to get weird.
No,
I've already done that.
I'm fine with that.
Okay. Question.
Why we're going to the
question one, guys.
One.
Here we go.
Thank you.
By the way, these are taken from Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
You
fifth
don't
grader.
Need to
shit. And we're not having categories either. What is the proper abbreviation for the word department?
Ooh.
There's no buzzer. I
You're about to
say your name.
The table.
If you know it, say your name.
Benson. Benson. I'm gonna get horny either way.
Yeah. The proper abbreviation for the word department.
Yeah.
DPMT.
Just shocked that motherfucker.
Incorrect.
Oh, fucking.
I can hear it. We can hear it.
Right? I can hear him being shocked. That is, I love you, Benson.
D-E-P-T.
You're dirty.
D-E-P-T.
D-E-P-T.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Sexy.
Okay, next question.
I'm just happy to get shocked by Miss Megan Rice.
No one has any points. Like oh, my God. I'm so
no one has a point, yes.
I love you.
In astronomy, get your astronomy hats on. What star is closest to the Earth?
Oh, I know this one.
Guys, come on.
You should know this because we're both smarter than a fifth grader, I think.
Apparently not.
But do you know it?
No, I don't.
Go on, Zach.
Take a chance, Zach.
Literally, if you don't know this one, I'll punch you in the face.
Take a chance. Okay, what is it?
The sun.
There we go.
Oh, back on Benson.
Benson gets shot.
I don't consider the sun.
Yes, correct. The sun is the closest star.
Yeah, there we go.
Here's the thing. I don't consider the sun a star anymore.
I consider it a big ball.
Still wrong. Next question.
That's not what science considers it.
Next question. Guys, 800-893-9562. Hamburger Podcast. This is shock collar trivia.
Next question. And the score. Zach got out to a lead. It's 1-0.
Yeah, 1-0.
I'm not good at anything.
I love this.
Like
I'm loving
soccer.
This.
Next question. Be ready to buzz in with your name when you know the answer.
By that, he means hit the table.
Hit the table.
What are the bones in your head called?
Oh. Come on. Come on, people. Good. Do it.
Zach?
Skull.
Correct.
Skull. Oh.
The
ding,
skull.
Ding, ding.
The skull.
Do it again.
God.
Ah, yeah.
Fucking
there we go.
Shit.
Okay, give Ben the question you get. Do a nerd question.
No,
I just asked what's the closest star to the Earth.
What are the bones in your fucking
question?
Head called?
I'm going to ask one question.
Okay.
What is...
Skull is one bone.
What is the...
Okay, moving on.
...effect called... When you can't use your right hand much because it's dead.
Oh, shut the...
Get this. I'm here for you, buddy.
Cerebral palsy.
There we go.
Shock him.
Benson got one, Zach loses.
We're giving Benson a point.
I'm fine with... I'm being shocked, too, but that's only because I'll get off
because
on
Because
it.
You're getting it wrong.
I know what I have, you motherfucker.
Okay, there it is.
Oh, there it is.
All right.
I don't want to hurt you, babe. I just want to make sure you feel it.
All right.
Go, Zach, it's two to one.
Thank you.
Okay,
cunt.
You guys should get this.
Okay, let's see this.
Who was the?
He tapped his hand. I know the answer before the question comes out of Preston's mouth.
Do
with
it,
his
Preston.
Big, beautiful mouth.
Name the women's rights leader. Who was arrested for voting and is also on legal tender?
Guys,
oh hell!
I haven't swiped right on her. Did you say tender or Tinder?
Yes. Shut up, Ben. Neither of you know this.
Women's rights activist.
If I get it right, I'm shocking both of you right now for not knowing that.
Women's voting rights activist that's on a coin.
Anthony,
no fuck. Anthony's.
Okay.
That's what they're called.
As bad as I want
to
do it.
It's 2-1. We got to keep this moving because at this rate, it's never going to
end. This game left.
We might have to play to 3.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Be quiet.
Okay. In 1976, what country made the first soft landing on Mars?
Oh, hell.
So the first country to have it.
Benson.
Russia, Ukraine. Or no, I'm wrong.
Incorrect.
Okay.
The United
States. Rebuttal?
Zach?
I'm gonna buzz Benson, but you could maybe not get buzzed.
The United States of America.
United States of America. 1776. We landed on the moon.
On Mars.
Soft landing. Shock them both. Shock them both.
That's right. Hit
them both.
I got them both. Don't worry.
I didn't see anyone jump.
Oh, really? You didn't?
Okay. There we go.
He told me.
I just needed to check.
Oh, now it's starting to.
I gotta tell you. Hey, by the way, I just saw Zach the other night do comedy. Very fucking funny.
Okay.
Very funny comic.
I'm
yeah.
very happy to hear
I'm
it.
I'm okay.
Benson,
let's move on.
Benson,
I feel
less
bad about it.
He has to be smarter than he. He has to be funnier than he is smart.
Right? Let's hear this. No, next question.
Okay.
I love you too. I'm assuming that was an insult.
Megan is
so
loving this too much.
Megan's a bit wet
over there.
I'm just really grossed out that Benson's like into it.
Yeah. Right. You know, isn't that funny though?
Finally,
isn't that funny though? What pisses off Megan is that you're kind of enjoying. Like if you were in pain, she'd be like, okay, this is right.
Yeah, exactly.
I love Megan. That's why.
2 years ago, I gave her a ticket to New York City. No questions about it. And she is finally giving back to me by shocking me every
It's true because we got stuck in Hurricane Sandy then.
No, but so I like that he said, like, I gave her a ticket to New York City, no questions asked, like you were going to get an abortion or something.
Yeah,
you
know? I know.
Like something wacky.
It's okay, true. It was me and six other comics. It was all very, very secretive.
Next
very
question. Again, I've asked about 10 questions.
I'm sorry.
The score is still 2-1.
None of them.
No.
The score is still 2-1. This one's very easy. How many instruments are in a string quartet?
Oh, come on. Come on. Benson.
Benson.
Correct. Boom. 4 instruments in a quartet.
Ah, yeah, I love that. I'm sorry. I don't know if anyone out there loves that, but
tie game 2-2.
2-2.
I gotta tell you, these are two great guys.
Okay, we'll go to 5.
These are real comics. That's why I love real comics.
We'll see. Maybe they'll get in a groove.
The Leo would shit his pants in this. I love that you ripped on him the other night.
Thank you.
Minneapolis is what?
A state.
You didn't tap, fuck guy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shock.
No.
Shock Benson, no. Please.
I did.
Minneapolis.
God.
Zach Rebuttal. Minneapolis is what?
A city.
Correct.
There we go.
That's shock in a Benson state. Again. Oh. Ah, yeah.
I have to say.
You know what, though? Benson does go.
I love the state of Minneapolis.
That's an open question to say Minneapolis is beautiful. Minneapolis is depressing.
No, Minneapolis is not a beautiful.
I didn't hear the
Let's
A.
do this. Let's do this.
All right.
Let's give April the buzzer for 1 second and the deciding question on who's the winner. Because April literally is going to blow up if she doesn't get to fucking buzz one of these dudes.
Yeah.
Like,
I gave up the buzzer. I gave up the buzzer because of the look on Megan's face on how excited she was to do it.
And then I just
I kept looking at April like, oh, God, she wants to do this so bad.
This is how April gets on.
Yeah. No, I love this. Okay. So
mode one is mode. What is
mode? What? Try him out.
Benson is one.
Who got shocked?
I'm two. I'm two.
Okay, that's one. Benson. I like Zach. He's like, I'm two. I get it.
Okay. Now, question.
Who do you
another question?
You should start with some subjective questions. Like, who do you think is the most prettiest in this room?
This is exactly. We can't do subject. Well, then you win.
Give me another point.
Okay. Grammar question.
What number is it supposed to be on, Megan? 100 for Benson?
No.
I'm afraid April doesn't know what she's doing and she's going to kill one of these people.
Yeah. And, you know, one of them has a Republican father.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. Ooh.
What?
Okay.
A lot of
talking. Yeah, yeah, it's all set. It's set
don't
perfect.
Change
it's already
anything,
preset.
Just move
I pressed up and then it went to 1 and I have to put it up to 100.
Give it to me. Give it to me.
Oh, okay. We'll get it back. Jesus. Okay. All right. This is the big one. This is the final question. So wait.
Wait, guys.
One
second. Is this the final question?
Well, this is the final question for the championship.
Oh,
it's tied at 2-2.
Oh.
No, it's
3-2. Let's play to 5.
Oh.
It's 3-2. Let's play to 5. It's 3-2. Let's play to 5.
Let's go.
Okay, grammar question.
Yes.
How many syllables are in the word enemy? How many syllables are in the word enemy?
Okay, I got Zach.
What is 3?
What is 3?
Guys, that we're in Jeopardy
correct,
now.
Yes,
get
that
get
is
him.
The correct answer.
Get him, April.
So Benson's yeah,
Benson.
One.
Me. Benson.
Yeah, just.
Look at him. Oh, God, I love that. I love that.
No saw the,
I'm getting a
now and
are we getting close-ups on Benson doing that face?
No, you don't get any close-ups on me.
Dude, your
guys,
face.
I'm
going to tell
really
you right now.
I am a sexual deviant right now because they're.
I am a sexual deviant, Benson. I get you. We're right there, right, brother.
I keep pressing it, by the way.
Yeah, he loves it. He doesn't care. You can't go crazy.
No.
Next question. Where are we at?
In this small
so Zach's got 4.
4.
Oh, yeah, shit. Zach's about to win.
Should I prolong this for Benson?
It's no, 42. No. Yeah, yeah. Keep it going.
Just keep on being mean. Let's go.
We don't have to.
Oh, you.
Oh, God.
April, you can't just do
you
it.
Just,
April is so masochistic. I love
you
that.
You see why I should have been left in charge of this? Yeah,
no, April, I know. Megan, I knew she'd go nuts.
Here's the thing. Yeah. If April and Megan weren't such beautiful ladies
right?
and kind
if
people.
If me and Preston were doing it, it'd be
kind
like, what the
people?
Fuck? You just shocked me again.
Yeah, then I wouldn't be that angry about being shocked so much because they're kind people.
Totally.
With a capital K.
Go for it. We're
okay.
4-2. 4-2.
4-2.
You can win
so
this.
Whoever Zach, you can
here.
Win this.
All
or
you
I could cry.
All you.
Okay.
You can beat the handicap
guy. Just to make things interesting, Benson, you wanted a movie question, right?
Okay, right. I like this.
And this is going to be worth 2 points. So, Benson, you better get this. You better get this right.
Because if Benson gets it right, then it's
tied. Wait, hold on. Let's deal with one thing. Preston is
I am the game
middle
master.
America white guy.
I am.
He makes the fucking rules everywhere.
Guys, he's rich, white, and Christian.
Yeah. He makes all the rules.
He wields the Christian. Gavel.
Yeah, I can't eat. It's called I'm Burger Podcast. I can't fucking argue with his rules.
No.
That's how he
has a lot.
That's how
trapper.
White and middle class he
okay.
is.
That's how great he is.
Preston, give it to me. That's
okay.
Sexy.
A movie
Zach.
Question.
Do it, Zach. I'm with you,
it.
Zach.
Okay.
I want it.
Who?
I'm going to throw up.
Who directed the movie Eyes Wide Shut?
Stanley Kubrick. Boom.
There it is.
Holy
shit.
Guys, we're all tied up.
Okay, we're 4-4.
Tied again. It's
winning
4-4.
Did you shock Zach?
It's 4-4.
Oh, yeah, there we go. I love that.
All right,
just seeing someone. Oh.
But, what
I would
fifth,
love to see an
would
electrocution.
Would someone smarter than a, would a fifth grader know that Eyes Wide Shut was
I don't know, but I know I'd jack
just
off in a fucking
so
execution.
I figured you'd know
okay,
it.
Okay.
I would jerk
I
off
the game
in an execution.
That's a weird fifth grader know has seen Eyes Wide Shut.
Final question.
Okay.
This is sudden death.
How do you guys feel about Roman numerals? It doesn't matter because this is going to be the question.
Oh, shit. I think Zach's
Roman
got,
numerals. Do you guys
Zach's
know your Roman numerals?
Zach's got a Greek name.
What?
Just saying.
What number
Greek Roman
are the Roman numerals X, I, X? X, I, X. What number is that? 19.
Yeah.
Correct.
Oh, shit.
19.
Sorry, Zach.
You brilliant little
and
retard.
The winner.
Oh, shit, you shocked me anyway.
Oh, shit.
Wait.
Oh, no, you got him.
You shocked me anyway, and I got it right by saying 19. The
is it working for you?
Wait. Which one
you?
Did you shock?
The number of
hit it again.
There it is. Here's the thing. Yeah.
There
it
is.
Give him a good long one. He lost. He has to get something.
Coincidentally. Oh shit. 19. Coincidentally, that is the number of women that
I love. Okay.
Actual regular
you guys,
sex.
Let me just say.
We're done.
Let me say.
We're done.
Let me say. You
You're
two,
done.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
Absolutely phenomenal.
Congratulations.
Real warriors.
Thank
real
you.
Warriors. And she
so
set you up with a bowl.
It was 19
right?
because that's
she
the
raised
actual
that motherfucker.
That
she shocked the shit out of you.
I think it was written in the stars for you to win since that was the 19.
Oh, you fucking...
Are you shocked? Give me it.
All right, someone take that away from take it away from April. She can't be trusted.
Again, if she wasn't... Oh, what the...
April's too high. She can't be trusted.
I did it on purpose. I couldn't help it. How exciting was that? It was just like, oh, there it is.
That got me.
I'm going to take these home.
Oh, yeah, now that I'm done answering questions.
I'm going to take them home and I'm going to put them around my cock.
I'm gonna be around your cock. Is that what you said? I heard, you know what I love
is me and Benson will go out on the road and shit. He's got such a redhead fetish. Like he's the only person in comedy who wants to fuck me.
And you have
real quick. Like, since Benson's the first winner, he has to come back and defend his title a month from now, right?
All right.
Okay.
I will be...
So a month from now or so, Joey wants to come back and defend his title.
I said he'll come back next week and
I can do next week. That'll be right next week.
This is just going to turn into the Shot Collar Trivia Podcast.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
I like it. I enjoyed watching them. Look. Watching two men go like this is kind of fucking
funny. Watching one man do that, another man... look real creepy and like he's about to come. That's what happened.
Yeah. That was Benson.
Oh, was it? Thanks, Burger.
Yeah, I was
staring. Yes, she's getting a good night's sleep tonight. Not this lady. Not this lady.
Were you happy that I was staring at you? It was a job I had to do.
Hold on.
I just want to say that. You said it was a job you had to do? I want to do it.
Because I thought it would hurt Benson, but he enjoyed it.
Of course.
Nothing hurts me when you do it to my sweetheart.
I love you, creepy. By the way, I just want to say, I don't want to blow the lid off this whole thing.
You're one of
the... really gross everybody out. Benson's was on 100%.
100%.
Zach's was on
5%.
And Zach was uncomfortable each time. Benson, if we could have turned it up more, he would have been okay with it.
Oh, yeah. God. Benson has come 4 times during this podcast.
Yeah, he has to change his pants. I've said that.
I love Benson. You know what? You know what I'm going to tell you guys? I'll tell you all right now. Benson...
Mm-hmm.
Is a motherfucking real human being. To the purest form of how a human being should be.
Help him out.
This dude hangs out, he parties, he jokes, he fucks whenever he can, anything he can. He don't give a shit if it's got a dick or a vagina.
It's true.
Benson's glad to be in it.
If I have love for something, I put my dick in it.
He don't care. Benson,
or it's stuck in yours.
But you know what, though? But what people don't get is Benson is the realest human being there is.
Hell yeah.
Benson's a sexual, functioning human being. Mm. He rolls along.
53 vaginas, I've looked
at. 53.
Yeah.
And how about your abortion hand? Show it to him. What happens?
What happens when they go to Michael Benson's Fist and Twist opening July 2017? If you bring your boyfriend with you for emotional support, it will only cost $40.
$40.
If you go alone, it is only a mere $70.
$70
without the
boyfriend.
Opening in 2017.
Remember in the Matrix where when Agent Smith is shaking, was grabbing Neo's hand, and then his body turns black, and the black goop starts going over his face. That's what happens to the women when Benson touches their vagina with his dead arm.
Totally.
But they like it.
Tell them what happens when it goes in.
It pulls them out of the Matrix. You set them free, Benson.
Tell them what happens when it goes in, Benson.
I'll come into them and they'll come out of the Matrix. What?
But what happens? What goes up?
Oh, boy.
Oh, what goes up? Oh, jeez. All right. There's such beautiful blood when it goes, because these nails are not only long.
Yeah, they're disgusting.
But they're filled with dirt.
There was somebody who recently wouldn't let you finger her.
Oh, we're not talking about.
No, we're not going to say names.
Oh, no. Every 35 seconds during sex, I tried to make sure that the condom was still on, and she yelled at me, "Don't put your fingernails near my vagina."
Because they're disgusting. Yeah. For her, not me.
No. We're close, and I have a moment.
I love you.
With you. Yummy. Again, please do not tell your black wife about your other crippled wife.
She's 6 feet tall. She'd kill you.
She'd beat
you normal.
Yeah, that's weird. a black woman beats a cripple.
So go on. So but
it's wonderful.
You did. You fingered a woman recently.
No. What I did was that I was entering her over and over during sex, and the exciting part. the sad part is whenever I tried to make sure the condom was still on and it didn't fall off and that it didn't crack, like the condom didn't crack, I put my hands near my dick and she the was condom, so
what
freaked
are you, what
out.
Are you using what are you using, like rock candy for condoms? Made sure it didn't crack.
Well, no, it was a prostitute. I wanted to make sure, and I had a weird,
Wait, guys, Benson
condom.
Fucking prostitute? Back it
not
up.
Not a prostitute.
What?
Benson uses freeze-dried latex condoms because they crack a lot.
But let's move on. She is she's a lovely lady, apparently, but she does not like nails.
Lovely, totally. Night. One of my favorite. And you know what? You know what? It's rare that I don't call people out by name.
Yeah.
If I didn't love her, if she wasn't one of my favorites, I would call her out by name. But I love the story.
She's a lovely lady, and it's an interesting story. And we're all here.
I'll go with it. It's an interesting story.
Okay.
Yeah. What happened to our screen?
What's going on?
There we go.
Do we have a cunt?
Yes, we do.
We have two of them here when they're angry.
I'm always a cunt.
Oh, with a capital K. That's how you spell cunt.
Well, you know what, though? We're going to get to cunt stuff. Like, we're going to get to... Because it transitions well, which is eating food in L.A.
Yeah.
Right in a cunt. Here's the thing. We're going to start with, we have a review of... an L.A.
institution.
Legacy.
I will say institution. Okay.
I'm
institution.
Legendary.
And I will
historical.
Say this. I have known about it for years. Never been. Always wanted to.
Amazing.
Because it looks like we're like some dude in an awesome punk rock band, like in 83.
Mm-hmm. 83.
He still hangs out there.
83.
Yeah. He's got
and it looks like
belly.
You can get some
disgusting.
Sweet, sweet heroin
well,
in
that's
bag.
Why he hangs out there, babe.
Right.
That's why he hangs out. He can get
well,
a
sweet. You know, there,
we
there
did
are
Okie
places.
Dog, guys.
We're talking
there
about
Okie
Dog on Fairfax, and
there
it was
is some place. Fantastic
glorious.
Heroin. So if you're looking yes. for the correct heroin,
here's the thing.
Walk on down.
The dog was okay. The heroin was the best.
This is the thing. It is everything. We're going to post pictures and the video on the website. It's every... thing you want a LA restaurant to be. It looks like a bag of shit.
But then
dirty.
You eat it and
it's 148 degrees inside.
It's so dirty. Like
it's as dirty as I am.
Hey Benson, shut the fuck up.
They have Metroid.
Yeah, they've got
Metroid.
They've got
an old school.
They got a Metroid arcade.
They have a weird gambling machine in one corner.
Yeah,
very
they've
odd.
Got they've got electronic slots, but you
ketchup.
Can't win money.
But here's the thing. So we went and
you know.
And I'm speaking for Talmo. Uh-huh. Oh, my God. If they had Kino, I would never would have left.
Kino.
But they did.
Shock that motherfucker.
I know, right?
Oh, God.
Oh, it came off. Ooh, sexy. I'm sorry. But go ahead, Okie Dog.
Thank you. Can someone turn Benson? Can we turn Benson's mic off?
No, don't. Shut up.
So
don't
we have...
That.
But we got the classic Okie
Which,
Dog.
By the
and
way,
what it is, it's a chili
well,
dog.
Really quick.
It's two hot dogs.
Okay, you keep talking.
It's two hot dogs, chili, pastrami, in a burrito.
With cheese.
With cheese.
By burrito, he means tortilla.
In a whatever.
A tortilla.
But here's, it's for $6, which we typically do $5 and under. It was $6. They give you about a pound and a half of fries. And then this disgusting 2-pound monstrosity that's fucking amazing.
Oh, I'm getting horny again.
It is the best worst thing you could eat.
Go to
like
off.
It's so gross and amazing.
Are we having
great
it afterwards?
Hangover food? No, but it's on Fairfax. Check it out.
Great hangover, or just on it. Like maybe
Fairfax,
you're maybe
San
you're
Michael.
A little constipated. You know, and take some Ex-Lax.
Yes.
I would recommend going to Okie Dog.
Can we all
I've
go?
Heard this story already.
Yeah,
from
within
you.
Within 20 minutes of eating it, maybe I had to go to the bathroom immediately.
Ahorita.
Maybe it was a bit of an emergency
all
situation.
Had shat it out within half an hour.
Within an hour, I'd say Talmo,
so
Preston, and me all had been to the bathroom at least twice.
Thanks
so
to
are
the
we
wonderful
going
facilities
after the show?
At the Hollywood Hotel.
Yes. Are we going to go after the show? Or
no.
I kind of
want
to
going?
Do a togetherness afterwards.
Oh, hell yeah. I don't know. I had to take a piss so bad.
Yeah.
Have you ever been there?
Yeah, it wasn't like you weren't here the entire time.
Well, no, you hit a certain age, and all of a sudden it's just like, hey, you got to piss. And your body doesn't like warn you. It just
I gotta go right now. I gotta go.
Yeah.
That commercial is perfect.
And
I don't.
So where are we at? I got totally
that's
lost.
That's it. We did
Okie
Dog.
We're talking about Okie Dog.
Highly recommend it. We highly recommend it.
It's where's Okie Dog at?
Fairfax and Santa Monica, just south of Santa Monica on Fairfax. Beautiful. It's a big, it's a little orange shack. You can't miss it.
Are you going to do it to me again,
Megan? I like that she's shocking him and he doesn't even move.
It might have turned off.
Right? Watch this. Watch this for a second.
Oh, I'm going to feel anymore. It like Jesus.
Okay, wait.
It's not working.
Oh, no, it's working. Wait, is it not working?
You just don't want to shock your favorite Benson.
It might turn off.
Yeah, let's see.
I can hear it in the headphones.
Let's see, because you know what I want to see?
Is it Zach's? Is that one going on?
He took his off.
He took his off because he doesn't want to keep on feeling. I want to keep on feeling it.
Zach, will you press the button on Benson's?
Is anyone feeling this?
Oh, yeah. Ooh, that feels so good.
It wasn't even on this whole time.
No, it was on.
No, it was on. Yeah, it was saw the button flashing.
This dude was at 100%. He's a sicko.
Hold it down for a second.
Oh, you just want to hold it down so it hurts my... Oh, what the...
Do you feel that?
I feel a little bit of that. Maybe it's just you, Zach.
I kind of like that.
See, that's not
enough.
It needs to be on tighter. Is the green light coming on?
No, you don't even need to do anything. Just keep on moving it. And press it on me.
Around his, like,
oh, you just want to,
just do that.
Yeah, do
just
it.
Just hold it to him.
8 minutes left, and we are doing this.
I just love that. Can you feel it?
I got some weed news for you.
Yes, yeah. Oh, you know what?
Let's stop the shock one more time. Son of a.
Okay, go for it.
Oh, yeah.
Do you guys hear about the kid in Texas?
Shut the fuck up.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yes.
What happened in Texas?
In Texas, a 19-year-old kid that was making brownies with hash oil.
Brownies.
Brownies. He was selling them, but, you know, he got caught with them.
Brownies.
Brownies.
Oh, fuck.
There we go. You had it on the wrong mode.
I think.
No, it's fine.
I thought I felt something.
Wait, hold on, because I want to hear this before we run out.
Was he getting vibrated the whole time and not shocked?
No, he was getting shocked. He was getting shocked.
He got a...
This was in Texas?
In Texas, yeah. And they want to give him 5 to life.
5 to fucking life? 5 to life. For making brownies!
Because they're weighing the... They have no way of telling how much THC...
So they weigh it as the weight of the brownie.
So he's getting charged with 1.5 pounds of hash.
My own nephew.
Which is a felony, and they're putting 5 to life on his
head. By the way, 5 to life, that's a big gap.
Right?
Like 5 years... To life
unless you're
to
like
a
94.
19-year-old?
Unless you're
yeah, that makes sense. 5 years
bad.
To life for a 19-year-old is like a big difference.
But here's the thing. My cousin, my nephew, I don't want to say his name, Gavin Seuss, got busted from my own younger brother giving him edibles out here. Mm-hmm. He took him back to Texas, and he got nailed and got charged for the weight of the food.
Yep.
Not the amount of THC, but the weight of the fucking brownies is what they charged him with. And, I mean, the most beautiful thing was his own dad got my brother high when I told him not to. Mm-hmm. And then it turned out my brother got his son high and gave him brownies and he got busted.
Oh.
That's karma. But that aside, you know, that's insane. To charge
black
somebody
kid,
with the weight of food.
Black kid,
there's,
white kid.
There's no way
there's
right
flour
now.
In there.
They're having the trouble with, like, doing
all
the
Jews
testing.
In my family.
That's why in Colorado, they just signed a bill on Wednesday, yesterday, that they're going to find out how to test the food because mm-hmm. kids are ODing and they don't really have any, you know, they have to find a way of testing exactly how much is in each one and then figure out what the right dose is. And that's the same idea was.
Well, yeah,
the only thing they can do is weigh it because they have no real way of testing it or means.
Can't they
who's
test the plant
on,
first you know, before they make the edibles out of it?
Who's
is there any way of testing
food?
How much THC is in a nug of weed?
Yeah, but that, they were finding that some people beforehand were
a little bit.
They were
no, that was good.
Just everything was mislabeled. Like they tested a bunch of edibles and like found out that most of them were a lot.
They labeled that they were
so lower
something
than labeled
as a level one
stronger.
Might be level five, but something is a level five might be actually level one.
Exactly. Edibles don't do shit to me.
They don't know anything.
Yeah. They do a lot to me.
See, I can eat like, you know what? I did a comedy show, and this comic brought a bunch of edibles, and they were like, okay, look, eat one, maybe two. They were cupcakes, little cupcakes.
Cupcakes.
And they were like, two at the max, and you'll be tripping.
Ooh.
I ate 10 of those motherfuckers.
Oh.
Not a goddamn thing. Then I went and smoked wax and pot. And so it's like, like, I don't know. Edibles it's don't like do shit to me.
It just depends, though. I've had people say they never do anything. At PUI, I had a girl say edibles don't do anything to me. And I was like, I'll check back in with me in an hour. And she's like, I feel great.
And
she,
I ate, how many of your edibles did I eat, though?
And that didn't do anything to you.
Not a goddamn thing. Yeah. I mean, you know, it probably got me high.
Edibles don't touch your soul the way
a
smoke thing does.
Oh, yeah, cunt. Do it.
Oh, yeah, Preston, you have a cunt?
Real quick, cunt of the week. Real quick, cunt of the week.
No one
of consequence, no one of name, but coming home from a show in Burbank at 2:45 in the morning on Sunset.
Yep.
Some drunk whore rear-ended me.
Oh.
And she's not a cunt for doing that.
No.
She's not a cunt for being drunk. She's not a cunt for
being a whore?
Hitting my car because there wasn't any damage.
Why is she the cunt?
She's a cunt because I turned left down a side street and then I was turning into an empty parking lot. Before I turned into the empty parking lot, she started honking at me.
Oh, that is definitely...
After she hit my car.
You can definitely tell that she's a whore.
I had my fucking blinker on, turning into a thing so we could exchange insurance information.
Such a
whore. And this drunk cunt whore was honking at me. Cunt of the week, whatever your fucking
name. Do we have her name? Do we have her name?
Drunk whore. Yeah,
let's say it.
Cunty McCunt.
We don't have her name.
Cunty.
Oh, you didn't...
Nothing happened to my car.
Hey,
it's just a matter of inconvenience.
That's why... Preston is not Jewish.
If she wouldn't have haunted me, I wouldn't have cared.
Preston, I have a question.
I would have already been in a wheelchair.
Was it drunk chick?
Real quick question. Question for Preston.
Would you let Michael J. Benson finger you with those fingers?
No, he's not my type. Whether he likes it or not. But how did you know that she was a whore? Did she have a lot of... condoms in her back seat, and you just said, "Oh my gosh, there is a whore."
Lady of the
Did I tell you guys how I took Benson? I took Michael J. Benson to a cancer benefit.
This
is my favorite story to tell. I've told most of you, but not everyone on the air. Is real quick, and I have about 5 seconds to tell it before we go into our shit. But I took Michael J. Benson to a cancer benefit. I tell the producer, look, if there's something he shouldn't say, tell him because I know Benson. And Benson goes like this. He goes, okay, I know what I'm doing.
Okay, that's a good impression.
I try. Anyway, I'm going to work on it. But so here's the thing. So then he opens up the show with, hey, cancer people.
With a big smile on my face.
You're going to die.
Oh,
but you're going to get to heaven before us.
Is that how it goes, all cancer people?
And so you'll be happier because you're going to be in heaven before the rest of us do.
Went on to crush. But that literally had people going,
what?
That's how he started off?
That's how he kicked off.
At a cancer benefit.
Hey, well, I thought the people in the crowd had cancer, but they
Which
did
would
not.
Have been worse!
That would have made more sense, but, you know, it was people without
that's
cancer.
That's why I love him.
Yeah.
That's why he's a true comic, because he doesn't give a shit. Fuck. He does what he does.
But because he's a moron.
But he went on to crush, literally.
That's one of the reasons why I'm a great comic.
Literally went on to crush that show.
And you're going to die
like,
first.
Yeah, he killed. And when I say he killed, two people died of cancer.
Yes. No, he touched them.
My right hand is filled with such darkness and poison. Only vaginas can taste it.
Megan, tell us where you're going to be.
I'm just looking at the clock. Saturday, I'm going to be at John Lovitz at 10 p.m. It's going to be really fun. Mike Brantori headlining.
Hell yeah. Ooh,
next week, I'll be in Vegas. Where? Probably a pool.
Probably drunk in her own throw up. Go on, Preston.
Crispy Show Monday, Universal Bar and Grill, preston-blaine.squarespace.com.
What time?
Check out the money.
8:30, I think. The first one.
April?
Whatever. He does three in the first one.
No, they don't go before you, April.
Oh, okay.
You're royalty.
Woo! I'm Saturday night, Flappers, Yoohoo Room.
Here we go.
Every Tuesday, we're gonna be 33 taps.
33 taps is a great place.
Same place as Preston, but 11:45.
Okay,
so.
Stalking Preston.
Late show.
Okay. May 27th.
March
I have
of
my,
Dimes?
Shut up on
I'm
ice.
Sorry.
May 27th, I have Cupcake Vagina, 16th volume. And then May 29th, I'm going to be at Malo and doing some shows in Vegas in June. Thank you.
Okay, and then May 31st, me and Michael J. Benson are at the Jerry Lewis Telethon. He's not dead.
No.
I'm Burger. This is the I'm Burger podcast. I don't know where the fuck I'll be. You guys have a great, safe night. Get high, get drunk, get fucked up. Have a good time.
Fuck you, all Talmo. Right.
Good night.
Talmo, enjoy night. Vegas.
You can't stay.